This is Morning Edition. North Carolina schools need roughly $8 billion worth of renovation and construction. That's according to a new state report on school facilities. One proposal to fund school renovation costs easily passed the North Carolina House, and the state Senate and the governor are on board with some process for funding school facility improvements. As Wilson Sayer reports, the most dire need for that funding is in North Carolina's rural communities.
Now this is something. Look down. Be careful.
Walking into the gym of Evergreen Elementary School in Columbus County, Interim Superintendent Jonathan Williams describes the scene perfectly.
It reminds me of Hoosiers.
And while he does mean that this gym, home of the Wildcat Pride, has an air of nostalgia about it, he's mostly referring to how old it is.
You can see the basket. The goals there are supported by 2x6s, no metal. The floor is wavy.
Bucking up 2 or 3 inches in places. Sunlight comes through parts of the roof.
That old scoreboard in the corner right there would bring thousands of dollars on eBay. Thousands of dollars.
Vintage.
A vintage.
Inside the main building, classrooms are small, and the old wooden hallway, now covered in faded brown carpet, creaks as you walk across it.
We're not going to fall through.
This school was built in 1924, before air conditioning was installed in most buildings, before the Americans with Disabilities Act, and long before the internet.
The electrical infrastructure just simply cannot support any more technology. We can't put another computer lab in this school. We can't put it in unless it works off batteries.
He says this is common throughout the district. The cost of updating the schools, some of them 80, 90 years old, would be more than to tear them down and rebuild. The schools are clean and maintained, but the bones of the buildings have just given out.
Again, just the mere fact that we are using it after 100 years says volumes of how they've been kept up.
The school district is hoping to be able to patch things at Evergreen to give them one more year out of the school, maybe two. And then they're going to have to figure out an alternative. This rural district in the southeastern part of the state is having to make some tough decisions based on the conditions of these old buildings. That's a challenge that districts across the state are facing today. Can old schools be updated? Is it even structurally possible to bring these buildings up to 21st century codes? And one of the biggest questions of all, how will they pay for it?
One of the things that poses a problem for us is economics. We're one of the poorer districts in the state. We don't let that stop us, of course, but that is some of the obstacles we face.
In North Carolina, the state covers the cost of teacher salaries and benefits, but individual school districts pay for the upkeep, maintenance, and construction of the physical schools. That money comes from property taxes or whatever grants the county can pull down from the state and federal governments. But in a place like Columbus County, with lower incomes and shrinking population, that's a dwindling pool of money.
It's not fair, and our students deserve the best. They deserve the best. But they deserve anything on par with other children in the state of North Carolina. And there are many in our situation.
We are growing at a greater rate now than at any time anyone can think of in recent history.
North Carolina House Speaker Tim Moore.
Our unemployment rate is at record low levels. Wages are the highest they've been in many, many years. Taxes are the lowest they've been in decades. But it isn't necessarily always reaching to other areas of this state.
Moore is from rural Cleveland County and sponsored a bill that would ask voters to approve a $1.9 billion bond. Of that, $1.5 billion would go to districts for school repairs and construction.
And of that, 40% of the fund is determined by what's called low wealth, which is designed to really help those poorest counties, first of all.
In Moore's plan, a county like Columbus would receive a minimum of $10 million for school construction. Moore also proposes that wealthier counties with booming populations, like Mecklenburg and Wake, will have to match a certain percentage of the state dollars with local funds. But so-called low-wealth counties wouldn't have to do that.
I represent a rural area, and I've seen particularly our rural areas that have had some of the greatest challenges when it comes to affording school construction. And as I've traveled the state, I've seen this from Manio to Murphy. And I think this is an opportunity to invest some funds back into those local communities.
Moore's bill easily passed the House with bipartisan support. There is a competing bill in the Senate and in the House. Those bills would fund school repairs and capital projects directly with general revenue funds instead of a bond, which puts the state in debt. Bonds that pass the General Assembly have to be approved by voters in a general election. But a bond also guarantees that the money specifically goes for this purpose over the duration of the bond. The competing bills would require the General Assembly to keep the money available each year. Governor Roy Cooper has proposed $2 billion for school construction and maintenance as part of a larger general obligation bond. Moore says he's not too concerned with what form the money takes, as long as it gets to those counties that need it.
You know, we're early enough in the session where we can have the discussion, we can float the ideas around, and in the end, come up with something that's going to result in school construction.
Jonathan Williams, the Columbus County Superintendent, drove me to an example of the kind of school they'd like to build. Old Dock Elementary School is in the southeastern part of the county. It's a brand new school, and not because the county had the money to replace the old one, which had floors so thin there were parts of it that were falling through. In 2015, a fire gutted the main building, and so insurance money paid for the new construction. Rana Gore is Old Dock's principal.
This has really done wonders for our community and for our kids here. They love, love, love to come to school. Not that they didn't before, but they absolutely love to come to school now, don't they? It's pretty and it's new and it's vibrant, it's colorful.
Gore says while these aesthetics are great, it's really changed how they've been able to teach. The school now has the capacity for more than one computer lab and digital screens that are used as interactive blackboards.
Technology, I mean, if we are competing to be global citizens and competitive students and stuff, we really, really have to have these classrooms like this.
I feel like our students deserve the best that we can give them.
Superintendent Williams again.
We can't give them the Taj Mahal, but we certainly deserve better. Our students deserve better. This bond, the $10 million for Columbus County, would go a long way.
If the legislature agrees that a bond is the way to go to raise the funds, voters will then have to vote the measure up or down next November. I'm Wilson Sayre for North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.